We are starting on Samach HaMavet. I charted this out to make it easier. Fourth line. Tamei Safek Umuchlav Vadai. Right before we had a case where he was a Nazir, but we didn't know, was he a Metzora, maybe a Tumat Mate, maybe he was both, and we had to figure out, right, and we ended up with 120 days. But let's say he's Tamei Misafek. We don't know if he's Tamei Mate or not. And he's a Muchlav Vadai, but he definitely has Metzora, is a Metzora. So what does he do? Ochel Bekodshim La'achar Shmona Yamim. The Metzora he can deal with immediately then, because the whole issue was a Vadai Metzora can be Docha, the haircut for the Nazir. But a Safek, you can't do it Misafek, but this guy's Vadai. So, first day he shaves, and then 7 days later he shaves again. And then already he's done with his Sarat, he can eat Kodshim. But now he's a Safek Tame. So if you follow the chart, right, then he needs 30 days for the Safek Tuma because he can't shave unless maybe he's really a Nazir and he's not Tame. So Shoteyayin Matame Lameitim La'achar Shishim V'Shiva Yamin. Then he needs the 30 days of his Niziru Taharam, his Safek. Right? So he ends up altogether, 7 plus 30 plus 30 comes out to 67. What if it's the flipped? Muchlat Safek, he's a Safek Muchlat, Safek Metzora. V'tamei vadai, but he's definitely tamei. So now, ochel b'kodshim l'achar shloshim, okay, l'achar shloshim b'shiv ayamim. Okay, now why is this? Okay, so, right, the Gemara doesn't explain it, right? No, okay. So what happens? He can shave after the first 7 days. Why? Because if he's a vadai mitzore, he would shave immediately, the first tiglachat. But he says only a sefik, so it's not doche. But he's Vadai Tamei Mate. So Tamei Mate, you need 7 days with the sprinkling and all that. So you do the sprinkling. After 7 days, he can shave. Either it's the shaving of his Tumat Mate, or it's the first shaving of the Metzora. Then he needs his second shaving of the Metzora. For that, he needs another 30 days because he's only a Safek. So that gets you to 37. Then, in case he was a Metzora and the first shaving went for Tzara'at, now he needs another shaving for the Tumat Mate. So then he waits another 7 days. So we're up to, we had 7 plus 30, 37, plus another 7, 44. And then he has 30 for the Tahara, so that's going to take us to 74. So let's read it inside. Muchlat Safek v'tamei vadai, ochel b'kodshim l'achar shloshim b'shiv'ah. Because he has the first 7 where he's maybe too much made, and that's why we allow him to shave. And that takes care of the first tzara'at shaving. And then another 30 days for the second one. Okay. Tamei vadai umuchlat vadai. If he's a tamei vadai, this one actually I didn't chart out by accident. If he's a tamei vadai and a muchlat vadai, then he's ochel b'kodshim l'achar shmoni yamin. Okay, then again, right, since he's vadai both, so he can shave after, the right, he could shave right away, and then he can shave after 7 days, so that takes care of day number 8 already, he can eat kodshim. Right, then he needs another, if it's Shmona Yamim, right. Then, what happens? After the first 8, he only needs to wait another 7 for the Tumat Mate. So that adds, that gets him up to, right, he had the first day, then another 7 days. That's 8, then another 7 is 15. Now, why should it, why 14? I guess they counted as 7. Day number 7, he can shave again. Right, lachar shmoni yamim, it should be, why is it arba'in v'arba and not arba'in v'chamisha? Right, it should be 15 and another 30 is 35, is 45.
Day 14 he shaves for tumah, and day 15 he brings the tummy, presumably.
Ah, I guess, right, so he can do the shaving, right, after, in other words, on the 8th day he's allowed to, but he already does the shaving on the 7th day, in which case is 7 days start then,
this
he gets up to 14.
45, meaning after 44
right,
days.
Right, so after, right, day number 45 is okay, but okay. So now, and then that takes care of, then he needs 30 days of Nizirut. Okay, so again, first day, right, then another 7 days, then another 7 days for the Tamei Mate. And
they
then,
can't be overlapped?
Yafeh. So we're going to ask that question soon. Shalu Tamei David Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Ben Yochai here. Nazir Tahor Umetzora. Okay, here we're going to have, okay, what I did here is I charted out all that, what they're going to do is they're going to say, why can't you combine them? Okay? Nazir tahor mitzora maushi galach tiglachat achat va'olelo lekanu lekan. Exactly what Aviva asked. Perfect timing. So if you're a nazir tahor and a mitzora, so can't you just do tiglachat achat and it'll work for both? Okay, so what they're going to end up doing is they're going to compare all sorts of, we have really four tiglachot they're going to have to compare. But what they start with the general question, let's compare mitzora to a nazir tahor. Okay, and then they're going to kind of break it down. It's going to be a little, a drop confusing because they kind of are comparing mitzora to nazir, but mitzora breaks into two and nazir breaks into two. Mitzora has the first tiglachot and the second, and they each have different criteria to them. And the nazir has the tameh and the nazir tahor. So they also each have certain different things about them. In the end, they're going to try to compare and say that there's differences about each of them. So I made one chart that shows all the basic differences or similarities, and some are similar, some are different. But then I organized it to make it simpler by question. These are all the questions. We're going to see there's three questions. Then there's a different version of it, and of one of the questions. And then there's a bright of Rabbi Chiya that also talks about differences. Okay? So I broke it down, but yet charted out the whole thing so you could see it in perspective. So, Mao Shigalech Tiglach Tachav Olelo Lekanu Lekan. Okay, the assumption is that they're comparing the first Mitzora Tiglachat to the last Nazir Tahor one, to the real Nazir. Amar Lehem Eno Megalech. Amrulo, so they say, he can't, right? It doesn't work. Amrulo Lama. Amar Lehem Ilu Zel Gadel Vazel Gadel Vazel Avir Vazel Avir Yafat Temomri. If they both were for the same purpose, now you cut hair for two different reasons. You can cut hair because you want it to grow, you want like a certain growth, or you can cut hair because you want to get rid of the hair. So there's a different purpose to each of these things. So he's saying if both of them the purpose was to grow your hair, then I'd understand. And if for both of them the purpose was to cut your hair, get rid of it, I understand. Then we can say it's the same. But since each tiglachat has a different purpose, which we're going to see in a minute, what the issue is here, then, and it's why we say this is legadel and this is lahavir, then you can't say that they count because the purpose of it is different. Achshav nazir lahavir umitzora legadel velo ta'alelo velo ta'ale... No?
Legadel.
Okay. Sorry. That's then the question. Okay. So now, since the Nazir is Lahavir, the Nazir has sanctified his hair while he's a Nazir. Now he finishes, he gets rid of his hair, right? And he burns it. You can even tell, right? The whole idea of is getting rid of the hair itself. The Mitzora is Legadel. What does it mean it's Legadel? Well, he has to grow it now. He's shaving it so he can grow it for the second Tiglacha, right? Okay? Which is why we're going to see that if you look in the big chart I made, so the first mitzora, which is called Yimei Chiluto, because that's when he's a mitzora muchlat, versus the mitzora shnia, which they're calling Yimei Sifro, because then he has to count 7 days. That's what they're going to call them. So the second time, it's to get rid of the hair. And the nazir tameh is to get rid of the hair so he could grow it for being a nazir tahor. Right? It's almost like he's erasing his days, he's erasing his hair. Right? So he can now grow fresh hair as he starts his nazirut again. And then the second one is going to be lahavir. So now they say, velo ta'alelo yimei chiluto. So fine, I understand. So then it won't work for yimei chiluto, but ta'alelo yimei sifro. Why don't you say then, let's say that the second tiglachat of the mitzora, will also, which is also liya ha'avir, will count for the same as the tiglachat nazir tahur. Amar lahema, but there's a difference. Okay, so if you want to follow in the she'la shtayim now, so we're comparing mitzora 2 to the nazir tahur, what's going to be the difference? If both of them cut their hair before they sprinkle the blood of the korbanot, then that would be fine. Ela mitzora lifnei zrikat damim, v'nazir la'achar zrikat damim. The timing is different. Okay, one is supposed to be done before you give the korbanot, and one is supposed to be done after you give the korbanot. Okay, the mitzora gets done beforehand. It appears dafka in the pasuk that way. Okay, we didn't read the pasuk, and we read the psukim there, but you probably don't remember exactly, but it says he shaves and then he brings his korbanot. Whereas if you recall with the nazir, this Rudapka talked about, where the tiglacha comes at the end of the whole process. V'lo ta'alelo li'imei tzara'ato v'niziruto. Fine, so I see that's not going to work. V'ta'alelo li'imei tzara'ato v'tumato. But maybe you can compare now, right? They haven't brought this up yet. But now let's do the third tiglacha, the tiglacha for the mitzora, for the nazir tameh. Why don't we compare that to the tzara'at? Now, it doesn't say which tzara'at, but the assumption is we're talking about the second mitzora because that's the one we were in already.
But it's not Lavir and Magadel.
Yafeh. So we're going to, right. So they actually don't answer that right now.
Okay.
Which they could have, but it could be that they're asking even on the first tiglachat. Okay, they're going to give an answer that's going to cover both. Amar lahen ilu zelif nebiat mayim v'zelif nebiat mayim yafeh tamumim ela tamela achar biat mayim and mitzora lif nebiat mayim. The mitzora does his tiglachat before he goes in the mikvah, and the nazir does it after he goes in the mikvah. Okay, I even read that it's ma'akev. Like if he goes in the mikvah before he does the tiglachat, he has to go in the mikvah again, the mitzora. Mm. Okay? It's an important part of the procedure. Amulo, yafe amarta. So if they were both, Amulo, yafe amarta. So yafe amarta, shalota alelo lime sifro niziruto. So fine. So I understand the mitzora, the second mitzora, and the nazir aren't going to work. But why don't you compare the first mitzorah to the tameh? And there we're not going to have the problem of zel gadel v'zel avir, right? Which they didn't bring up here. But now they say to zel gadel v'zel gadel, right? In other words, why don't you point out that here we have two that the purpose is the same? Amar lahem nazir tahur v'tu mitzorah. One second, the Gimel tells us it. Im nazir tahor v'hu mitzora zel gadel v'zel avir. V'im nazir tameh v'hu mitzora zel lefne b'yamayim v'zel lachar b'yamayim. So he gives him this answer. This is the third girsa, okay? This is a different girsa. Why does it say it's a different girsa? It doesn't specify those words here, but I remember reading this. Hachi Garcina, right. If you look in Rashi, he says, Hachi Garcina. In other words, this is a different... Oh, no. But he's saying, no. Amulo Yafeh. Anyway, it's a different version of what happened, where they basically say that you should compare in them as like a, you know, the Tameh and the Tahor together compared to the Mitzorah. Okay? That it, in the end, you say that the Nazir Tahor v'hu Mitzorah, Zel Gadel v'zel Lavir. Right? You can't compare the Tahor and the Mitzorah because one is the Gadel, one Lavir. V'im Nazir Tameh v'hu Mitzorah. So zelif nebi amayim zelach harbi amayim. So again, even the nazir tameh, even though both are legadel, again you have this other difference that this is before bi amayim and this is after bi amayim, right? The nazir tameh goes after he goes to the mikvah, and the mitzora does it before he goes to the mikvah.
Even number one.
So right, number one, it doesn't really seem to indicate about the right there. I think it's also lif nebi amayim number one.
According to this.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So basically, they look here as like the whole of the Nazir Tameh and the Nazir Tahor together, and they basically say, you know, maybe you could say, oh, you know, you could bring them all in, but it doesn't really help because you still have the differences. Okay, Tani Rabbi Chiya brings another bright that talks about the differences. Zelif Nebi Amayim, he's also comparing the first Mitzorah to the Nazir Tameh and the Nazir Tahor. Zelif Nebi Amayim, Vizel Achar Bi Amayim. Zelif Nezri Katamim, Vizel Achar Zri Katamim. Okay, so here he compares, the way I did it in the chart, the way I understood it is, the first mitzorah is lefnei bi'amayim, and the nazir tameh is the achar bi'amayim, and the second mitzorah, then the mitzorah is also lefnei zrikatamim, but the nazir tahor is la'achar zrikatamim. Also, though, the nazir tameh would be la'achar zrikatamim. Right. They're both, that's the thing, I forgot to point this out, sorry. It doesn't say it inside before, but the Nazir Tameh is also like the Mitzorah, where it's Lifnei Zrikat Tamim. Okay? And that's why they also thought to compare it to the Nazir Tameh in the beginning, because the Nazir Tameh is also before Zrikat Tam, as opposed to the Nazir Tahor. So therefore, Rabbi Chiya brings up in this Braita that there's a difference between Mitzorah 1 and Nazir Tameh about the Biyat Mayim, and there's a difference between Mitzorah 1 and Nazir Tahor about the Zrikat Tamim. So basically, you can't compare it to either which one, because either which way there's differences. He obviously doesn't point out here also the Gadel Se'ar and Lahavir Se'ar. If he wanted to compare Mitzorah 1 to Nazir Tahor, he could have brought that difference also, but he doesn't.
He doesn't need to.
And it could be, you could say that Zrikat Dam is a more critical issue than whether you're doing it the Gadel Lahavir, or you could say the opposite. You could say, no, that's exactly the whole purpose of it. What's your purpose of shaving? You know, that all goes into the question, how important are your purposes, mm-hmm. right? The Kavanah about what you're doing about the shaving. Okay, which we're going to get into a little bit right now also.
But your purpose could still be the same, and then you still do the procedure incorrectly. In other words, are they not... they're not asking beyond. So, okay, so let's say the there are cases where you say the procedure went wrong and you did B before A. So
the order is different.
And it was still acceptable, but they're not asking that. Is that because it's like, it's in the Torah, and therefore you can't question because...
Right, so the question is the order of them ma'akev or not? Which in some of the cases it's clear it is. In some of the cases I don't think it's as clear that it's ma'akev. But right, so the whole question, I mean, what they're really getting at is how important is your kavanah and how important is your order? And then they're getting at if you want to combine these things, by the way, this is similar to another halakha concept, which is enosim mitzvot chavilot chavilot. Okay? And then that, there's a few different interpretations about why you can't do two mitzvot at the same time. Like do one act that's yotzei, two mitzvot. And like you put them together. And they say one of the reasons given is because one is like in the more positive and one is in the more negative. One is so that you don't rush through it, right? You don't want to look as if you're trying to get rid of things quickly, which would apply here also. In other words, you have a special mitzvah for each one, although we're going to get into that right now. Is it a misha mitzvah or is it just to get rid of the hair? So you could use that logic here. And the other is in the positive, more framed in the positive, which is each mitzvah is supposed to get its own unique attention. So, you know, therefore, if you're sticking them together, then you're not giving each one the proper attention that it needs. Here they're getting into more things, which is the details are different. So you can't really do the same act when it comes in a different order or when the kavanah is wrong. Even if you say it's not ma'akev the order, you could still say that when we're talking about combining things, can you combine two things that have different criteria about them? That's really the issue, even if they're not ma'akev.
They're not raising that point. We are.
Well, I think it's standing behind what they're saying. They're not raising it directly, but I think that's what they're getting at. In other words, how important is your kavanah? How important is the order? Right, right. Yeah, no, it's a good point. Okay, shetiglach adanega. Okay, this is... What is this? These words are referring to. Actually, tiglachad aneged doche tiglachad ad. This is the last word in the Mishnah. Okay, the last word in the Mishnah, the last line was that tiglachad aneged doche tiglachad hanazir b'zman shehu vaday, aval b'zman shehu safek eno doche. Right, it's not doche if it's mishum safek. This doesn't really directly have to do with that line, but anyway. By Rami Bar Chama, Hane arba taglechuyot deka amar mishum mitzvah o mishum a'avure se'ar. So now they say, right, is it because of a mitzvah or is it just to get rid of the hair? Omishum aburi se'ar tum'ah. Is it to get rid of se'ar of tum'ah? In other words, the idea, it's getting rid of like bad hair that you had, like the mitzora, right? When you're getting rid of your hair, or you're tamei mate, are you trying to get rid of this bad hair that you had because you were nitma? Or is it because there's a mitzvah to actually shave? The act is important, or is it really like the totza? So they say, l'mai nafkamina, what's the difference? L'avure binasha. Can you use some sort of cream to get rid of the hair, right? A depilatory cream. Iamar mishum mitzvah lavuri benasha lo. Viamar mishum avuri se'ar tum'a afilu sachin nashe nami. Okay, now this goes back to the whole question we had. They're almost disregarding the fact that we had this whole sugya about the mitzora. Does he need, right, with the nezir is very obvious he needs a razor. Here's another sugya that relates to, does the mitzora need a razor? Is the idea the act of shaving with a razor, or is the idea just to get rid of the hair? So Amarava Tashma, let's learn it from here. Umegalech arba taglechuyot. Isak adachtach bishum avuri se'ar tum'ah afilu b'shalosh nami sagile. In other words, you could have combined two into one if that was the idea. Let's say you say it was nazir, the getting rid of the se'ar tum'ah. So you could have combined the nazir tameh with the mitzora because both are to get rid of this se'ar of tum'ah. So shma mina mishum mitzvah shma mina. Okay, therefore we can infer from here that it's because of a mitzvah and it's not just to get rid of the hair. Okay, because then this is almost attacking the same question we had just before from a different angle. It's saying basically, right, if we say it's just to get rid of the hair, then you wouldn't necessarily need to have a separate tiglacha for each one. You know, maybe you could combine them just because we're looking for the totza'ah, not for the act itself, right? Whereas it almost like as if that sugya exists and that sugya exists, and they didn't see each other really, because the other sugya already related that you can't really do this. So it seems like this could have been just another sugya about it that happened without maybe knowing about the earlier one. Or, again, I don't know who, when Right, that's actually a breita, so it seems a little difficult to say that they didn't know about this breita. But anyway, it's something to think about. Hadran alach shnei nizirim. Now we're getting to like a totally different, getting away from these kind of sugyot. We're moving into who can be a nazir. Okay? Starts off the Mishnah, ha-kutim ein lahem nizirut. Okay, the kutim are the shomronim. All the old manuscripts of this show this not as kutim. It seems they changed the kutim because of the censorship of the Christians. And it says, of de kohavim or hagoyim. Okay, it means non-Jews in general. It doesn't mean the shomronim specifically. It means non-Jews, right? Remember what was unique about the shomronim is that they became gerim, but they were not considered gerei emet. They were called gerei arayot because they were forced to be converts. And they have a little bit of an in-between status because they sort of keep Jewish law, they sort of don't. But it seems that this isn't even relating to them. So it seems like this is just talking about non-Jews. And we'll see clearly from the Gemara that the Gemara viewed this as ovdei kochavim in general.
So why would, what's the chiddush here?
Ovdei zara can, well, if they took upon a nizirut, would there be a chalut nizirut? Would they be able to bring korbanot? There's a whole question about ovdei kochavim, what korbanot they can bring. Okay, they can apparently bring olot nidava, but they can't bring any other kind of korbanot. It talks about in the Nevi'im that they'll come to the Beit HaMikdash, right? V'haviotim al har kodshi v'simachtim b'vei tefilati, olot tehem v'zivchehem l'ratzon ha'mizbechi. That's not talking about us. That's talking about non-Jews. Okay, that we always sing, right? Those are good examples, by the way, of how our tefillah takes things out of context and gives them a whole different meaning, right? We sing that as if we're talking about ourselves coming to the Beit HaMikdash, but it's actually talking about everybody else, the whole world coming to the Beit HaMikdash and bringing olot and zvachim. So there's certain things they can bring, but other ones they can't. We're going to see that they can't bring korban nizirut. Then there's going to be a whole discussion. It seems clear they can't be a nazir. So the question is there any tokef to their nizirut, even if, like, maybe it's chalki that they can't be a nazir. They can take upon nizirut, and it has all the laws about it, but they don't have to bring a korban at the end. Or, you know, there's going to be a whole discussion, but it seems that in the end, they're going to conclude that they can't be a nizir at all. Like this, it just means that there's no halachic validity to it. If someone wants to do it, of course they could do it, but it's not called a nazir by our, you know, Jews wouldn't call them a nazir, basically, according to Jewish law. Nashim ba'avadim yesh lahem nizirut. Now, this is a very strange line, okay? Nashim ba'avadim go together, okay, they go together a lot. Right, because what's unique about both of them? First of all, we're not talking about Eved Ivri, we're talking about Eved Knani. What happens with Eved Knani? He gets a Brit Milah, he becomes part of your family, basically. He's considered your kinyan, your reshut, okay, which is why they often get compared to the women, because the women are considered the property somewhat, to a certain extent, of the husband. In the sense, in what sense? Not that he owns her. First of all, he does own a lot of her stuff. Financial responsibility.
Physical responsibility.
Exactly. Physical responsibility. He's responsible for them. And they, what's also important about them is they are, we'll get to that, but that's why, they have to report to him, basically. If he has something that's important for him that they do, he can, you know, he can tell them what to do. So basically, that's why often there, it seems that that's why they're patur from mitzvah to say shasman grama, because their authority is not all their own. Somebody gets to write their control, okay? Which is why one could say that nowadays it's somewhat different, right? You know, in other words, all the women forward thinking and all that, if you're really going to go forward thinking, women should be chayavot in mitzvah to say shasman grama at this point, because our husbands do not tell us what to do anymore for the most part in most situations. And women have their own minds and do their own, make their own decisions. And therefore, it shouldn't be that, you know, they should be too rough for mitzvot aseh shasman grama. I don't see too many women complaining that, going that direction. But really, it all goes hand in hand. If you're going to say that all of this is outdated, well, then that's also outdated. Just as a point. Think about
it. The strange thing about it, saying nashim.
So now, right, yes. Exactly. What's the strange thing about saying nashim?
It says
it directly in the Torah. Why do they need to tell us this? Exactly. It seems very obvious. So this is a good question on this Mishnah. It could be really that this Mishnah is coming to tell you about avadim, but since often they categorize when there's things that nashim and avadim, since they're both p'turim mitzvah aseh shasman grama and things like that, and the authority of the husband, you know, or the adon is on them.
But I thought he can
cancel, and maybe that's also why they bring it up here, because we're going to talk about a difference between them.
Yeah.
It actually doesn't exactly talk about a difference between them, but it talks about a difference between them right here, and maybe that's why they want to tell you this. So listen.
Even when he says he can cancel, he doesn't say with permission, he says he can cancel if he feels like it's
you know.
But only if he learns about it on the same day.
Ah, yafes. So we're going to talk about this in 1 second. So listen, Nashim Vavadim Yeshlem Nizirup, and maybe they want to just show this comparison, and that's why they're bringing it. Chomer b'nashim b'avadim. But there's one chumra that Nashim have over Avadim, which is what? Shehu kofet avdo ve'eno kofet ishto. Okay, now this is interesting because it goes against what you guys just said, but listen for a minute, bear with me. He can force his Eved to cancel his Nizirut. Okay? If it's not working out for the owner, he's allowed to cancel the Oved Kohavim's Nizirut, whereas he can't do it for his wife. Now, what do you mean he can't do it for his wife? Of course he can do it for his wife.
Yeah.
So while it's true he can cancel the Nizirut of his wife, he has only a small window of which to do it. First of all, he can't do it before and say, I'm not allowing you to take upon your Nizirut. She's allowed to. He can only cancel after. And he can only cancel on the day he hears about it. If he doesn't, then he's already Mekayim, and there's nothing to do. Or if for some reason he was Mekayim the Nizirut, then also he has an issue possibly of canceling it. Okay, so there's differences, even though it makes it seem as if he can't stop his wife, but he actually can, but there's only a small window. As opposed to the Eved, he could do it any time. Okay, now we're going to talk about these Ovdei Kochavim. Katane Hakutim, or Ovdei Kochavim, Ein Lehem Nizirut. Mina Hanemile, where do you get this from that they can't be a Nazir? Titana Rabbanan, Taber El B'nai Israel. Okay, it says, okay, here's the Pasuk. Let's read the whole Pasuk. It's going to be important to see the rest of it. Okay, it's in the Torah Or, number Ot Aleph. If you look, it's in Bamidbar Vav, Pasuk Bet. Taber El B'nai Israel Vamarta Lehem, Ish O Isha Ki Afli Lindor Neder Nazir Lashem. Okay, so tell the Jewish people that a man or a woman who wants to be a Nazir, this is what he does, or she. So, they say, the lolo of de kochavim. Here you see, by the way, that the nusach was of de kochavim, right, and not kutim. Va'amarta alehem, lirabot et avadim. Okay, it says, daber b'nei Yisrael, va'amarta alehem. Why does it say, daber and va'amarta? Right, speak to the Jews and tell them. So that comes to include avadim. So there we see, we have the women in the Pasuk explicitly, we have Avadim, Remet, you know, the hinting, alluding to it from Amarta Lehem, and the B'nai Israel alluding to the fact that it doesn't include Ovdei Kochavim. Okay, that sounds very nice, we could stop here, but not exactly. So now they say, okay, first of all they say, Lama Likra, why do you even need a Pasuk about Avadim? Ha'amarta, komitz v'asha isha chayevet ba, ebit chayav ba. It already says that any mitzvah that the woman is chayav, also of a dimur chayavim. Amarava shane hacha. This is different. Why? Tamar kra le'esur isar al nafsho. B'misha nafsho knuyalo. Yatza eved she'ein nafsho knuyalo. Le'esur isar al nafsho seems to imply that you have ultimate rights to your own body. Okay? Whereas an eved is, you know, bought by his adon, and the woman, even though she's bought, she's still her own independent person. In other words, here they show the difference in that sense, that a woman is not knuya to the husband like the eved is. Okay, and therefore, you might have thought that since he has, the person who can take nizirut has to have nafsho, his rights to his own body, and this eved doesn't. So we have a nafsho knuya lo, ema gabe nazir nami lo. Okay, since he doesn't have full rights to his own body, meaning he could be sold, right, a woman can't be sold. So therefore, you might have thought he can't be a Nazir, kamash malan, that he can be a Nazir. Okay. So far, so good. We've gotten rid of the Ovei Kochavim, we've included the Eved, we've shown why you need the special limuta to it, you wouldn't have thought so otherwise. Okay. But now we have a problem. Amar mar, daberu b'nei Yisrael v'lolo Ovdei Kochavim. We're going to question this exclusion of Ovdei Kochavim from the words here. V'chol hechad d'chtiv Yisrael Ovdei Kochavim lo. Every time it says, Daberu b'nei Yisrael, this applies only to Jews and not to Ovdei Kochavim. Now, this question is actually a little more than this. Okay? V'ha gabe erchin dechtiv, by erchin, what is erchin? That's when you say, I take upon myself the value of a person. You have to give the value of that person to the Beit Hamikdash. If your statement is, right, it holds, right? It's binding. Thank you. And for Ovdei Kochavim, it would do that. It's also binding. How do we know this? Because it says, what does it say there, by the way? Okay, let's read the whole pasuk. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'amarta lehem, same thing. Ish ki afli, sounds almost the exact same thing, right? Except it doesn't say ish o isha. Ish ki afli neder be'erkecha nafshot la Hashem. Okay, someone who expresses that he wants to take a neder and the value of a person. So what's the drasha here? V'tanya, b'nei Yisrael marichim, v'einov de kochavim marichim. Okay, so first it sounds similar, right? Who can do it? Only b'nei Yisrael and not avdei kochavim. But what do you see? So first of all, it's not exactly like I said. Avdei kochavim, it's not binding if they say it. I got confused. It's not binding, but yachol lo yuhu ne'erachim. What if you say, I'm taking upon the value of this avdei kochavim to bring to the Beit HaMikdash? Is that binding? And what do we see? It is. Talmud lamar, ish. So what do you see here? That the word ish comes to, so on the one hand you have B'nai Yisrael, right? B'nai Yisrael excludes, right? Lahutzi de'kochavim. But the word ish in the pasuk, use something darker, the word ish in the pasuk comes to include of de'kochavim, what's the word? Lirabot, right? It comes to lirabot of de'kochavim. So, that works by Erechim, right? What about our pasuk? Our pasuk has B'nai Yisrael and it has Ish. So why don't we say that Ish, right? It's a nice concept, by the way. Ish seems like any person, right? It's not like Achicha, right? There's all these ways of darshaning, whether Jews or non-Jews are included or not. When it's never Achicha, it's always, oh, well, that's us. That's not non-Jews. But when it says Ish, that sounds like a global term. So then they say, okay, so if you had B'nai Yisrael and Ish, now we have like a combination, right? B'nai Yisrael plus Ish seems to say that non-Jews are included somehow. So why are they not included in Nizirut? So now we're going to have to say that even though it has B'nai Yisrael and Ish, there's something else that excludes Ovdei Kochavim from Nizirut.
Are they saying Be'erchin that a Obed Avodah Zarah can be? No, he can be the subject.
So, right, you're right. So there's a little bit, it's not parallel. That's why I got confused in the beginning, because all right, it's not parallel. It's not totally parallel. However, what we're going to see later is they're going to question that maybe an Ovei Kochavim can be a partial Nazir, that certain parts of Nizirut are going to be applied to him and not all, and it's probably based on that. Okay? So now, Shani Hacha Da'amar Kra La'avivu Li'imo Lo Yitama. So what does that have to do with, right? Who has an Aviv Imo? B'mi She'yesh Lo Av. Yotzeo Le Kochavim She'ein Lo Av. That's very strange. What do you mean he doesn't have a father? Of course, Ovdei Kochavim has a father. So, Lemai, Ilema Le'inyan Yerusha. That's if you're talking about that he doesn't have an av for Yerusha, meaning there's no Jewish law of Yerusha for Ovdei Kochavim, that's not true. V'hamar Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ovdei Kochavim Yoreshet Aviv Dvar Torah. Shenemar, where do we learn this from? Good pasuk. You ready? Pasuk from Dvarim Perak Beth, Pasuke. Ki Yerusha le'Esav natati et har Seir. What do you see? Esav got Yerusha, right? So therefore you see that there is dine Yerusha for Goyim. Okay? So therefore you can't say that. Ela b'misha mushar al kibur aviv. So they say, it must be l'avivu limo lo yitama. It has to be someone who has a father or mother. For what purpose? For kibur ava'im. Which shows that a non-Jew, they're saying a non-Jew doesn't have laws of kibur ava'im for him, and therefore he's out of the parsha of Nazir. Now this is a very strange thing also, because kibur ava'im is a moral, right? We always think non-Jews should be responsible also for things that are, you know, appropriate behavior. I don't know how you put it. And some people talk about the fact that non-Jews are also chayav in kibur ava'im. Forget about all the stories of Dama ben Netina, right? We learn kibur ava'im dafka from non-Jews. Remember that whole story? They put the key and he didn't wake up his father, and he was a non-Jew. So anyway, it's a bit of a strange gemara. In the end, they reject it not for that reason. They reject it for a different reason. And what do they say? Miktiv kaber avicha gabei nazir. Just because it says la'avivu li'imo lo yitama, it doesn't ever say la'aviv l'inyan kibur ava'im. Like, why would you assume it has to do with kibur ava'im? Like, a non-Jew has a father, and a non-Jew has a father for nachala. And like, why would you assume that this has to do with dafka, an aspect of av? It has to do with kibur av, and you know, in the end,
they say that a child and a father doesn't have a relationship because same kind of relationship that a Jewish.
They're saying doesn't have a halachic relationship is what they're trying to say. And what does it mean? Because the halachot of kibur avayim don't apply, but since the halachot of Yerusha do apply, it makes it difficult to basically say that. So therefore, they say you can't learn it from there. They reject this whole way of, you know, this whole mahala. So they say it must be something else. Ela amarka la'aviv u'li'imo lo yitama v'mi sheyesh lo tum'a. It has to be someone who has DNA tum'a about him, which also just makes a little more sense to say, right, the issue of the father and the mother is not such a big issue, but the issue of a nazir not being tameh lameit is a big issue. And there is no tumah by goyim. Goyim are not metameh lameit. Now we're going to see how we know this. She'ein lo tumah minalan. Where do we learn that he doesn't have tumah? Okay, how do we know that? So they say, da'amar kra, v'ish asher yitma v'lo yitchata, v'nichrita nefesh ahi. What does it say in the pasuk? V'nichrita nefesh ahi mitocha kahal. That's the important part. Okay, what does it mean? This is all about if you go to the mikdash when you're tameh. Okay, you walk into the mikdash while you're tameh. If you haven't gotten purified, you get karet, and you're nichrat mitocha kahal. What do you learn from here? B'mi sheyesh lo kahal, yatzaza she'en lo kahal. Right, kahal means part of the Jewish people. Mimai. So they say, that's not a good proof because dilma karet hu dilma chayev. Just because he doesn't get karet for going into the mikdash doesn't mean he's not considered tameh. He could be considered tameh. It just could be because he's a non-Jew. We're not going to hold him to the same standards as we hold Jewish people, right? There's some logic to that. A Jew comes into the Beit HaMikdash, gets karet. A non-Jew walks in tameh to the Beit HaMikdash, won't necessarily get karet. He's not allowed to do it, maybe, and he's tameh. Okay. So therefore they say, no, we're still looking for a pasuk. How do we know that there's no dinei tumah by an oved kohavi? Amakra vihizaha tahor ala tameh. When it comes to the paraduma, right, who sprinkles it? The tahor sprinkles it on the tameh. Kol sheyesh lo tahara, yesh lo tumah. V'kol she'en lo tahara, ein lo tumah. Okay. So what do they say? That anyone who has tahara, they compare the tahor and the tameh and the pasuk. Someone who can become tahor can become tameh. A non-Jew can't go through the tahara process, only applies to a Jew. So therefore, if he can't become tahor, then he also can't become tameh. Ve'ema, why do you assume that? Ema tahara hu delo havile, tumah havile. You could say, no, he can't become tahor, but maybe he could become tameh.
Which would sort of be related to the fact that all of outside of Israel is considered tameh. Like if you say that all of Eretz Ha'amim, is in theory made up of a
Vegas. You have to remember that's all Derabbanan.
I get that, but they aren't sure where this comes from yet either.
Right, that we're considering them all tameh, so to speak. Right. Okay, so now they say, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, V'ish asher yitma v'lo yitchata. Okay, so now they're going to learn from that pasuk we saw before. The ish asher yitma v'lo yitchata. So they learn that, again, they say it's clear from here, right, that only someone who's nitma, only someone who can be yitchata, right, the potential for tara can be mitame. And it's not 100% convincing. By the way, but why, the Mefreshim explained that they bring this pasuk to say, because, how do we know, it never says it here, how do we know he can't become tahor, right? That was just an assumption. So in the Para Aduma Pesukim, it says, I don't remember the exact words, but Vayalachem L'mishmeret L'bnei Yisrael, I think. It definitely says L'mishmeret L'bnei Yisrael. So because it says L'mishmeret L'bnei Yisrael, they learn that these laws of Para Aduma, being Mitaher people, are only for Jews and not for non-Jews. Okay? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar. So now he wants to, okay, so this was all, what did we do from this line of thinking? We got to the fact that an Ovei Kochavim is not part of Nizirut because he can't become Tameh. How do we know he can't become Tameh? Because he can't become Tahor. We compare it in the Pesukim. Now they're going to show a different Pesuk. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is going to bring a different answer and say, Shane Hacha, what's he saying? Shane Hacha to Erchin, right? It's not the same as Erchin. Remember, this was all, why is Nilecha Erchin that includes the Ovei Kochavim, right? So they said because he can't become Tameh. Here they're going to also connect it to Tumah, but it's going to be from a different perspective. Okay, this is, if you have an Eved, you can pass him on as Nachalat, your sons after you. Okay, if you own an Eved Kanani, you're allowed to pass him on to your children. So who's allowed to do this? Kol sheyesh lo nachala, yesh lo tum'ah. V'kol she'en lo nachala, ein lo tum'ah. So what does this mean? If you can pass on your avadim, now non-Jews, halachically, can't pass on their avadim to their children. Okay? Whereas Jews can. So they say, that's your point, there you have it. Since they can pass on Nachalah, right, Jews, therefore they have Tumah. So they're learning the Tumah issue, the exclusion of Ovdei Chavim from Tumah from a different place, right? Before we learned it from, if you can't become Tahor, you can't become Tameh. Now they're connecting Nachalah to Tumah. If you have Nachalah, you have Tumah. If you don't have Nachalah, you don't have Tumah. So they say that's not a good explanation because Ihachi Avadim Nami Lo. An Ovei Kochavim can't pass on another Ovei Kochavim to their children, right? Clearly not, because they don't even own themselves, right? How can they pass on? So therefore, you would say, according to this, they can't have Tumah, and therefore they can't be Nizimim. What do we learn in the Mishnah? An Ovei Kochavim can be a Nazir. So that's not a good argument. So we reject that one. El Amar Rava. Rava is going to give a different explanation. Gabe Erchin, Mishlama Gabe Erchin, Shenemar B'nei Yisrael. Right, it says B'nai Yisrael on the Pasuk, so we say B'nai Yisrael Marichim, Ve'en Ovdei Kochavim Marichim. Yachol lo yun erachim, Talmud lamar ish. Hacha, B'nai Yisrael nozrim, umivim korban. Ve'en Ovdei Kochavim, nozrim umivim korban. And so what would you say here? Let's take the same logic and apply it here. This is what Aviva, you said in the beginning. That why don't we say that B'nai Yisrael, just like the Ovdei Kochavim, can't be Marichim, but they can be Ne'erachim. Why don't we say that there's a difference only in one aspect, right? In other words, they're the same in one aspect, they're different in one aspect. So, they're the same, because B'nai Yisrael are Nozrim, and they're Mevi'im Korban. Ve'en Ovdei Kochavim, Nozrim and Mevi'im Korban. So first, we're going to say, right, you would think that, Yachol, Av lo yuhu Nizirim Klal, you might have thought they can't be Nizirim at all, Tamud lamar Ish, and that comes to include, well, they can be Nozir, they just can't maybe Korban. So now it's really parallel, right? You're going to say the erachim, right, is l'rabot akum for that they're ne'erachim. So here we'll say it's l'rabot akum that they're nozrim. And how are they different, right? When it comes to the ma'arichim, so, right, akum are lo ma'arichim. And when we say by nazir, we'd say akum are not mevi'im korbanot, right? Okay? And that's what this drasha would come to say. That's what Rav is suggesting. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good suggestion. Imishum kor amre, this is would be your answer. Imishum korban, lav mehacha nafkale, ela mehatam. There would be no reason to have this drasha to teach you that they're excluded from korbanot, because we know that from a different pasuk. Why? Because it says, le'ola, prat l'nizirut. The goy is allowed to bring an ola, but only an ola. And the word le'ola comes to exclude other korbanot, particularly nizirut korbanot, meaning he can't bring the ola for the nazir. Okay, that's what they're saying. This ola comes to teach you a regular ola, but not an ola for the nizirut, and obviously not all the other korbanot for the nizirut. And therefore, we learn it from a different drasha. Okay, then this is Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's a braita. Okay, and therefore, you can't assume that. Okay, so now we'll just finish up here. I know it's a little bit over, but let's just finish up because it's the same line of thinking. Ema, why don't we say a different partial thing? Okay, that we can't say it comes to teach you that they're not in korbanot because we know that already from a different pasuk. So let's say that this drasha comes to teach you that they're not in something else. B'nai Yisrael nozrim nizirut olam. Ve'en Ovdei Kochavim nozrim nizirut olam. Maybe they just can't be a nazir forever. Now you have to ask the question, if they can't bring a korban at their end in nizirut, then how could they even be a nazir olam? They can only be a nazir olam because there's no way out. But maybe you'd say that there's different criteria for them. Since they can't bring a korban, they don't need the korban to get out of it. Anyway, maybe we'd say that's the difference. Talmud lamar ish. So then they say, did I skip something? B'en Ovdei Kochavim nozrim nizirut olam. So yachol lo yuhu nizirim bichlal, right? In other words, the B'nai Yisrael comes to say lotzi akum from nizirut olam. But comes the word ish to include them that they can actually be a regular nazir. Sam Rabbi Yochanan, miktiv nizir olam. It doesn't seem to imply nizir olam here anywhere, right? It doesn't come up in the psukim. It doesn't make any sense. Two more. Eima b'nei Yisrael medirim b'neihem b'nazir. Ve'en Ovdei Kochavim medirim b'neihem b'nazir. Maybe you're going to say that b'nei Yisrael can have, right? Remember we learned a father can turn his son into a nazir. So maybe we could say that that's the unique halacha that Ovdei Kochavim can't turn their sons into nizirim. So they say, and that's what the pasuk is coming to exclude Ovdei Kochavim. And therefore, Talmud Lomar Ish to say, well, they can't be regular Nizirim, they just can't make their sons into Nizirim. So Hamar Rabbi Yochanan, Halachi Ibn Nazir. No, but Rabbi Yochanan said that that whole thing, do you remember this? Remember, why can't the mother do it? And in the end, they just say, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, right? That was Rabbi Yochanan's approach, whereas Rish Lakish had a different approach. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan said, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. If it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, then what does that mean? It came after the Torah. So you can't say the Torah was coming to exclude something that was learned later. It doesn't, that doesn't make any sense. It has to be the same answer we're going to have for the last one, which is Eima b'nei Yisrael megalchim al nizirut avihen. You remember this halacha? This is all good chazara. That if the father dies and the son, he already separated his korbanot, and the son and the father were both nizirim, or, right, there were two different explanations, or the son said, after the father died, I'm going to take upon nizirut to finish up your stuff. So in that case, you might think only the sons of Jews can do that and take their father's korbanot. Ve'en ovdei kochavim megalchim al nizirut aviyem. Yachol lo yu nizirim at all. Tavu lomar ish. They can't be nozir. They just can't do that. Ha'itmar, again, though, what does it say? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and that thing, it said, he said, halacha hi ben nazir. It's a unique halacha. And then again, you would say that it can't be that the Torah is coming to exclude this halacha of ovdei kochavim and some halacha that only exists later in time.